Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, you know him very well, two-time NBA champion, now an analyst on the NBA on TNT. He's on the panel, of course, with Ernie Johnson and Shaq and Charles Barkley. You know him well. Kenny the Jet Smith joining us. Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man. So I'm going to first start off with your basketball academy that you're putting together. It is the Jet Academy Camp, and that is launching here in the next few days. Talk a little bit about what it's all about and how can we get involved with it.
Well, I tell you, you know, this pandemic has been crazy and social distancing, and then all the live camps that I ever do for kids where they've been canceled or just for people, and then, you know, fitness centers are closed. So I just created the first virtual academy, sports academy, and the first is basketball that we're rolling out. We have Victor Oladipo, we have Trae Young, Kemba Walker, all NBA All-Stars, along with Brittany Griner and WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart. And we become your personal trainer for an hour and a half a day, starting on Monday. And it's live. You can ask questions. You can upload videos. We critique them. It's a live experience. It works on any device, anywhere, anytime. You can be it in the park, a gym. As long as you have Wi-Fi service or cell service, you can get to us, and we critique it. And it's jetacademycamp.com. Parents looking for things to do for their kids and kids looking for things to do. This is it, an hour and a half side-by-side training. And again, it's jetacademycamp.com.
Yeah, very, very cool that you're putting this together. And definitely when it comes to parents and kids, they need to get involved in some way or another this summer, because as we all know how crazy times have been in our country. But this is really cool. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the interview. But I mean, really, Kenny, I don't know where to start with you, because this is great that the NBA is coming back. I'm glad this restart is happening. I think the NBA has done a tremendous job being as responsible as they can, putting these guys in the bubble and trying to have really strict rules. What have you thought of what the NBA has been able to put together? And are there any concerns you might have with the bubble plan?
Well, I don't have any, more than every concern citizens have. You know, it's the most contagious virus we've seen in our lifetime and the most deadly. So, you know, just how do you keep those measures correct? And, you know, some of the things are first-time thought process. So no one's ever done it. We don't know the ramifications behind it. So I'm just excited to see, you know, what works and what doesn't at the same time. But in the same time, I'm optimistically cautious because, you know, it is a serious virus that's been going around.
Kenny the Jet Smith joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show. The Milwaukee Bucks obviously go into this thing very healthy. Giannis was a little banged up before this pandemic started. Now he is back to 100%. But I think at the end of the day, Kenny, the Bucks are still the team to beat in the NBA. What do you think about this Bucks team, and do you expect them to be representing the Eastern Conference when it's all said and done?
You know, I think that this is, you know, I think it's great for the Bucks because they're a young team. I think that their youth will be something that you know, most people will look at it as sometimes you say an experience, but there's no, the lack of experience now is an equalizer because there's no home court advantage. So playing on the road, game five, game six in Toronto, those things don't matter anymore. Everyone's on an equal playing field. So now I think teams, the younger teams do have a clear advantage, and especially when you have a great player, obviously like Giannis, but I think younger teams have a bigger advantage. I don't know if they're the veteran teams will play worse. I just think the younger teams will play better.
So we saw how Toronto figured the Bucks out last year. If you could contain Giannis and kind of keep him in track and, you know, just stack the paint up with defenders that, you know, now you got to rely on other guys. Who do you think really needs to step up for the Bucks if Giannis is contained the same way that he was? I mean, what kind of adjustments do you think Mike Budenholzer should make this time around?
Well, I think he's already kind of made those changes, honestly. You know, if you look at what they've done, you know, during the regular season, and kind of creating a style of play that doesn't just dictate him having the ball out front and isolating him out front. So I think that they've already kind of created that. They use him at different angles. So I'm excited to see how that plays out in the playoffs.
Who do you think in the East is probably the Bucks' biggest threat at this point? Because really, there are so many good teams in the East. Miami, for me, is a team that scares me, but who do you think?
I think Boston is going to be really good. I think Philadelphia has a new life now. So it's going to be – it's the Wild East now instead of the Wild West.
Kenny the Jet Smith joining us here from TNT. And, of course, he has the Jet Academy Camp. Go to jetacademycamp.com for more on getting your kids involved with that. Let's go over to something. And Kenny, I'm sure this is not the first time you've been asked this. You said last week that LeBron James, when it came to the top 10, you had LeBron James coming at number 10, and I saw a lot of the national talking heads going after you for that. Are you doubling down on it? Do you still feel like LeBron James, when it comes to the top 10 players of all time, he's still number 10 for you?
Well, we're talking about threads of greatness now. We're not talking about not close.
Right.
We're talking about threads of greatness. And, you know, I think LeBron is still on his trajectory. You know, he still has time left. He's, you know, he's won three NBA championships with a possibility of winning many more. You know, but you talk about guys like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who six-time MVP. You know, I was just blessed to see these players when they were in their superpowers. And it looked very similar to what LeBron is doing, you know, dominating the league for years and decades. So I don't think it's a disrespect to say that, you know, Bill Russell, who won 13 championships, you know, and just in my humble opinion, I think has a better career right now. But LeBron is still playing. He has time to change it and change the directory in my mind, but I don't know if he even cares to do that. But for me, I just respect what Bill Russell, what Will Chamberlain, what Oscar Robertson, what Michael Jordan has accomplished at the end of their career and the totality. And I think that we use the word GOAT a lot on a lot of things in a modern era, which typically never came about when we grew up, or when I grew up, rather. You know, that word wasn't thrown around as, like, I hear, oh, he's the greatest singer of all time. Like, guy has one record. Like, like he has one single. He doesn't ever have an album out. He's like, oh, he's the greatest I've heard. No, I don't know. There's a homage to guys who've done it in the past. But he has a trajectory that can definitely surpass a lot of those guys. His work is still being done.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And, I mean, does it cease to amaze you what LeBron James is still able to do as he continues to get older? Because I think a lot of people are, you know, playing the guessing game as to when LeBron James could start fading. But this guy, again, you can make the argument that he could be the MVP this year.
I mean, he's the best player of this era. Without question. I've never seen anyone as great as him in the era that he's playing in. You know, he's kept his body at the peak condition. He's done things that other players haven't done at their age. You know, obviously not going to college, you know, he has 4 year, you know, you think about that 4 years, you know, so maybe you take some of those mileage off, but he is just a phenomenal basketball player. And what makes him in those you know, greatest of all time debates is the fact of his knowledge of the game and his smarts about the game is way more to me now than his physical ability.
Talking with Kenny the Jet Smith, two-time NBA champion and now an analyst on the NBA and TNT, joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show. Speaking of greatness, I mean, you played alongside Michael Jordan in North Carolina, and then, you know, to go up against him in the NBA throughout the 90s. I know we're a month removed from it, but what did you think of The Last Dance?
My favorite TV show of all time. It went right over The Odd Couple and Sanford and Son. You know, I think overall, you know, his ability to be honest and candid about how his internal mechanism of how he works, to me, was great to see and great to hear. I was just surprised how honest he was. Not the fact that he did it, but just how candid he was in the moments of what he was thinking about. That surprised me more than anything else.
How close are you with MJ these days?
I mean, we text from time to time for sure. You know, as soon as it came out, I texted him. You know, we text back and forth. You know, just keeping in touch with what's going on. But you know, during the pandemic and social distance, I don't know who's close with anyone right now.
Right.
Yeah, you could actually. You're not seeing anyone really. So, yeah, definitely keep up.
All right, so here's another question with Kenny the Jet Smith, and I'm sure you get asked a ton, and I will give credit to our executive producer, Evan Heffelfinger, for, you know, kind of making it go this way. You know, you're working with Shaq and Barkley, and I know how much fun you guys have. I love watching you guys, and just not only for all the insight and analysis you guys bring, but just you guys have a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about. But when did you realize that you guys had a really good chemistry, the three of you, as well as Ernie Johnson trying to keep you all in line?
I'm not sure you pay attention to that. You're just kind of doing your job and you're in the moment and you're loving what you're doing. And I think we have unique personalities. I think Tim Kiley, our producer, who really kind of said, hey, we're going to allow you guys to be you. And we're going to trust that you're going to come in prepared and give us great insight. And we're not going to overcoach you. You know, his trust in us to be prepared and be and then be entertaining. I thought we were always a good basketball show. And then now we become a good TV show, which is different. And it's hard to do, especially when your anchor is a sport.
I totally agree. And when it comes to any broadcaster, it is all about being about yourself. And that's what you want. And you want to relate with your audience as well. And you guys just do a tremendous job of that. And it's always a pleasure watching you guys breaking everything down. And Kenny, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I really appreciate the time. And once again, for those that may not heard, you have the Jet Academy Camp that's going to be launching here in the next few days. Where can people go to get more information?
Yep, go to jetacademycamp.com. Myself and a bunch of NBA All-Stars and WNBA All-Stars will be your personal trainers for the day.
Good stuff. Kenny, thank you so much for the time, and we are looking forward to the relaunch of the NBA season. We'll try to get you on again down the road. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kenny the Jet Smith joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. That's how they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.